Hey yo, I hope you're doing great. I'm your teacher and host of this podcast channel, Bruno Aguiar, and it's such an immense pleasure to have you here with us. Today, we're going to be talking about what business English really is and what it is not, okay? So basically, to put it simply, we're going to be discussing about the myths and the truths about business English and how or which is the best way for you to learn the real business English. All right, without further ado, let's get down to business. Just explaining to you, get down to business, or let's get down to business, é vamos à conversa séria, vamos aos negócios. All right, so firstly, before I tell you what business English is, or the myths and the truths, let me tell you about English in general. Okay, so When you say to yourself, I'm gonna learn English because I want to travel, because I want to grow my career, because I want to climb up the career ladder, é subir as escadas, né, ou ganhar as promoções of my career. Basically, you are, well, going to study the English language, right? And for us teachers, you know, pedagogically speaking, English is, or there are some subdivisions of English. We have the general English, okay? That is like when you learn about grammar, when you learn about vocabulary, when you learn about constructions, listening, reading, writing, speaking, you know, when you learn English in general, using all the topics available for you to learn. For example, we can, when we are learning the general English or studying the general English, we can learn talking about cities, we can learn vocabularies, speaking about the environment, we can learn, for example, simple past, speaking about the weekend, speaking about our last summer activities, all right? So you basically can use all the subjects, all the topics of the world that you can imagine to learn English. In other words, or summarizing, when we say we are learning English or general English, English language is the objective, or the communication in English language, or the fluency in English language, is our final objective. Got it? It's our final objective. So, now, that's said and done, tipo, dito e feito. Now, let's move on to the next topic. When we think about business English, the first thing that you have to convey, the first thing that you have to understand is business English, pedagogically speaking, is called English for special purposes. English for special purposes, or ESP, English for special purposes. Inglês para propósitos especiais. And then in this English for special purposes, we have business English, we have, for example, English for medicine students, we have English for vestibular, we have instrumental English. You see, we have many different subdivisions in the English for specific or special purposes. In other words, or to put it simply, when you say English for special purposes, basically you are focusing in something, on something specific in the English language and not general English. Got it? So. When we say we are learning business English, or the English for a specific purpose, that is the business English, we change our mindset. We change our mindset because in the general English, you are learning, or the English language is the final objective, right? And in the English for specific or special purpose, English, the English language is, let's say, the bridge, a ponta, the connection, the means, o meio, to achieve, para atingir, the objective. When we say we are learning business English or English for specific purposes, the English language is the means, the bridge, the way, o caminho that you are going to use to achieve, para alcançar, one final objective. That is, for example, that could be, for example, communicating in my job, practicing, participating, attending meetings, giving conferences, giving presentations in English, networking in English, traveling for business in English. You got it? So, what I want to tell you is that in this case, when we are learning English for a specific purpose, or the business English in our case, it is important to study English. It is important to learn vocabulary. It is important to learn how to write, you know, and practice the reading. But the most important is use English for your final objective, that is communication, collaboration, choices, critical thinking, problem solving. You got it? And then, having this explained, having explained to you the difference between general and business English, now I'm gonna tell you the myths and the truths about business English. So the first thing is, people generally think that business English is a completely different English than general English. And it's really not. It's really not. The only difference is that, well, we are going to, let's say, we use the simple vocabulary to speak about business English, to speak about our projects, for example. However, there are some specific words related to projects, you know, the topic projects that we need to use. For example, deadlines, prazos, milestones, etapas, schedule, calendário, and other words as well. So these words, they generally don't, let's say, they don't appear in the general English context, you know? But it's not a completely different world. It's not a completely different language, okay? And it's also not, let's say, technical vocabulary. Okay, there is, there is the technical vocabulary as well, you know? For example, if you are an engineer, you need to understand some technical vocabulary about your area. But then, like, when we say we are studying business English, we are not studying business English for engineering. You got it? So business English is one, let's say, subdivision. And business English for engineering is another subdivision. And then, in this case, you need, or you're going to study a specific vocabulary for engineering. You got it? But the business English subdivision, you are going to speak about all the topics related to a company. Projects, human resources, administration, marketing, you know, you're going to learn vocabularies about all the different areas of a company. You got it? The second myth is that people generally think that working in multinationals, or the people that need to, let's say, speak the business English, are the people that work in multinationals. And it's really not. Business English is for everyone that wants to climb up the career ladder. Business English is for everyone that wants to climb up the career ladder. Okay? Doesn't matter if you are an operator, doesn't matter if you are a coordinator or a manager, you are going to need English to climb in your career ladder. Or if you are an entrepreneur, if you are a business owner, then it's different. Of course, because you have a business, you have to focus on your business, right? Another myth that people think or that people have about business English is that business English is only about writing, you know, writing emails, writing reports, and making presentations and everything. And it's really not. It's not only about those skills. Business English is also about this. You know, you are also going to use writing. You are also going to have to write emails in English, you know. So, well, of course, during classes and during your studies, you have to practice your writing, you know. You have to practice your writing, but writing as like not only in business English, but the writing is important in general English as well, right? It's one of the four characteristics or the four skills that we have in English. That is writing, listening, speaking, writing, listening, speaking, and reading. Got it? So, oh, teacher, why should I need or why should I practice my writing? Why should I practice my writing if I have Google Translator? Well, you should practice your writing even considering that you have Google Translator. And you also have Grammarly to help you. Because, well, when what if something happens and you don't have Google Translator, right? What if something happens and you don't have or you cannot install Grammarly in your computer anymore if your company does not allow you to install Grammarly on your computer anymore, you know? And also, when you are able to write, when you write emails perfectly, you know, the other person, the person that is communicating to you, he or she will understand or will think that, well, for example, Bruno can speak English. Bruno can write in English. Bruno can speak English as well, right? So be careful. You know, you are sending emails. One day people can say, hey, Bruno, you know what? Let's participate. Let's attend this meeting. And you're going to speak your English. And then you say like, oh my God, I just use Google Translator to write my emails, you know? Be careful. The fourth myth that people believe or people have against or about business English is that grammar is not important. And yes, grammar is important, you know? Grammar is part of business English. As I said, in business English, the English language is the bridge, the way, the means, o caminho for you to communicate in English in your work. And for you to have a nice bridge, para você ter uma ponte boa, you need grammar, right? And it's important because, look, let's think about a project, for example. Let's imagine that you are communicating with your boss about a project. And you speak to your boss this sentence. Hey, boss, I finished the project. I finished the project. You have just used the simple past. I finished the project. Got it? But, what you really want to say is, for example, I have been finishing the project because you haven't finished the project yet. Você não terminou o projeto ainda, you know? But you didn't know if you should use simple past or if you should use present perfect, you know? When you confuse simple past
and present perfect, because the simple past, you communicate that the action is completely finished. And the present perfect, the action is not always completely finished. You got it? So grammar is important as well. And yes, we study grammar in business English, but we study grammar in business English inserted in one context. For example, projects. I can pick this topic, projects, and insert a grammar inside that. And then we learn grammar in context. Okay? The fifth myth is that only people with or in high, let's say, high positions, you know, important or VIP position or CEOs, CPOs, and C-level positions need to understand business English. And it's not really like that. You know, as I said in the beginning, if you are an operator, if you are coordinator, if you are a supervisor, it doesn't matter which level you are. Business English is super duper important for any level. If you want to climb up the career ladder, if you want to grow in your career in a multinational or in an international company here in Brazil or in any other local in the world. But of course, if you are a business owner, as I said before, well, English should not be your priority, but your priority should be developing your business, right? And then when your business developed, you use business English to communicate. Got it? And well, in my opinion, there are two ways. Actually, business English, in my opinion, is divided in two phases, you know? One, first phase, you need to learn. You need to learn the business English. And you need to practice business English. You need to learn the business English and you need to practice. And in my opinion, you have two forms to learn the business English. The first form is learn by yourself. And it's completely possible to do. You know, there is internet, there is YouTube, there is Google, there is ChatGPT. So you can get lots of great content on the internet by yourself. And what I suggest to you is, well, go to my YouTube channel. There are tons of great videos in there, you know. And I suggest you watch my live class number 4 and 6, if I'm not wrong. 4 and 6. 1, 4, and 6, actually. These classes are going to definitely help you. These classes are going to definitely help you learn in business English by yourself. And if you want to do that by yourself, you can acquire, you can get my manual, my ebook about how to construct your English in 6 months. And in this ebook, I give you all the tips, all the sources. You know, I explain everything about all the process, all the steps and the methods and etc. that you have to go through. Got it? Now, if discipline, persistence, focus are not your strong points, if these points, discipline, persistence, consistency, they are not your best and strong and strength, if they are not the let's say your strongest points, man, I have to tell you that you're gonna have a really hard time. And then I suggest to you hire someone to guide you through this process. And you can do that in two ways, basically. Well, you can hire a private teacher, and I am a private teacher, or you can, let's say, be part of groups that practice business English, right? And here I have a suggestion for you. Right now in October, right in this month in October, we are opening the inscriptions for our Business English Intensive that is going to start in the second week of October. And we only have 5 spots. This program, or the inscriptions for this program, have been opened
have been open for 1 week, and in this 1 week, 50% of the inscriptions are gone. So many you have, if you really want to learn business English with me, you know, if you really chose me to be your mentor, you have to run for us, run, because we only have five positions left. And to be honest with you, I think these positions will be over very quickly, very, very quickly. Why? Because, well, this is gonna be a very intensive business English course. You know, we're gonna be together for 3 months, and in these 3 months, you're gonna have classes to study, to prepare yourself for speaking classes. So you're gonna study before, you're gonna prepare yourself, and then you're gonna put everything into practice in the speaking classes. We're gonna have speaking classes together for 3 months, you know. And to be honest with you, this is a very complete program. This program is not for beginner students. This program is more for basic 2 and pre-intermediate students. And another really good factor is that this is actually gonna be the fourth group of this business English intensive course. The first group, the price was $297. The second group, the price was $397. The third group, the price was $497. And now we are in the fourth group. But I will not change the value. So that's another very positive point, because next year, for group number 5, it's gonna be a different value. It's gonna be a higher value, of course. So I will keep the price at $497. That can be divided in many times. That can be split in installments, que são parcelas. That can be split in installments in your credit card. In up to 12 times, até 12 vezes. And this is gonna be like, I will keep this price for $497 because this is gonna serve like a Black Friday price for you, okay? And man, again, you know, the classes are fantastic. I'm gonna say to you, I'm gonna give you some of the classes that we're gonna have in this Business English Intensive. We're gonna talk about finding a new job. We're gonna talk about departments, organizational culture. We're gonna talk about speaking English with different cultures. We're gonna learn about what customers really want, or in other words, customer service, customer support, you know. And then we're gonna learn how to make and deal with complaints. We're gonna learn about the processes of a business, you know, how you implement processes. So we're gonna learn, we're gonna practice listening, we're gonna practice reading, we're gonna practice grammar, all around these really nice and important topics. Also about marketing and advertisement. We're gonna talk about projects and so many other topics. It's such a really intense and well-built and planned program. And we're gonna be starting right now in October. So if you want, again, if you want to learn the business English with a discount, you know, in an intense way, right now, in 2023, run for us, run, because the inscriptions are almost over, okay? That's it. I hope you have understood what general English is. I hope you have understood what business English is, the differences, and also I hope you have learned that there are many myths around the business English topic, and I hope you become one of our students and practice, learn, and speak your business English with us in our Business English Intensive that is going to start right now in October, the second part of October. All right. Final tips for you. Study English. Doesn't matter how many days, how many hours.
study, keep the consistency, do our business lingo exercises on our Instagram stories. You know, we have a really nice ecosystem to help you. We have YouTube classes, we have the business lingo, we have here the podcast. You know, you have my Instagram as well to talk to me. I post content, new videos every single day over there. So this is like we give you the whole ecosystem for you to live, for you to breathe English and also breathe business English. Because the environment that you are, the community that you are present, is what is going to make you the whole difference for your English. And that is another important point about our business English intensive. We're going to have a community around that, right? So that's it. I hope you have liked this podcast. It was such an immense pleasure to talk to you. And I am looking forward to hearing from you in our DM.